Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
What Yesterday happened? On the show,
yes,
we were wrapping up, and then DJ Lou dropped a bomb where he was like, oh, I didn't tell you guys my gay story.
For holding this for weekend. 3 weeks.
Wow.
3 weeks he's been holding
3 weeks in. That he went out. And went to a sex club, was it?
He was saving it for Gay Day. I'm going to hold the A until you put the yes song back on. Gay Day.
Look, he gets all flustered when we start telling his sex stories.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm. Go with it, bitch. Spill that tea. What happened?
You broke up with your girlfriend, you decide to swing the other direction.
Yeah, dude, that's all right. You know, you just got to flip the switch back on.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to fuck a dude and then go to Pearl Jam with him.
You know, a step back equals two step forward. Maybe they'll smell the gay on me. Puss gets thrown at me.
You know, harder to explain the pussy how good Mike McCready is.
You understand?
You ever watch hockey while a man reaches around and gives you one?
Nothing better than watching the Rangers as you get in the cornhole.
Oh, man, just fucking sucking a guy off while he tells you the time he met fucking Mike Piazza.
Oh man, what about the time you're getting slammed into the boards as you're watching other boys get slammed into the boards?
That's right. Finish me off good and I'll tell you about the time Doc Gooden came to my cousin's birthday party.
Give me a wrister on my lower back. Who's your favorite giant? I'll go first. Lawrence Taylor.
Now you.
If you say Jeff Hofstadter, I'll suck your dick.
That'd be funny. That's a great gay game. You have to say another Jets player or a Giants player, and then you go back to sucking dick. It's like the chess, like speed chess.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Nom, 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 and then he goes,
Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, God, yeah, Jeremy Shockey, Jeremy Shockey. Click. He goes, okay, now me.
Okay,
now,
go. Goes, Tiki Barber.
Okay, now go. You go.
Phil Simms.
I want to play.
Papa Johnson.
Can you tell me the rest of that story?
Which story?
Dan was just saying his gay experience.
Oh, okay. Not my gay experience.
Yeah, I got this fucking half hard on now.
That was we haven't even introduced it barely.
Oh. Yeah, we have introduced. That was a
tease. Oh, okay. Cool.
It's for the guests.
Now I understand the flyer that you put out for this episode, which I was like, what the fuck are they thinking?
You know the flyer, dude. It's Gay Day.
Oh, yeah. The weird shirtless picture. Yeah, what was up with that? Who made that flyer? Black Lou.
Black Lou. What the fuck, Black Lou?
That flyer is fucking wild.
Is it Justin's Men's Health magazine picture?
No. You haven't seen it?
No. Yeah. I think it is, actually.
Do you think it is, Justin?
Don't. You know what? Let me backpedal a little bit to maintain some sort of dignity, please.
Okay, that's fair.
Thank you. Give me a little.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, dude.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, hell yeah.
Josh looks like the producer that lured you into taking your shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh looks like the guy who got me into porn. That's what he looks like in that.
He looks like Errol Flynn.
God, he must be dejected by that poster.
Yeah.
That's a weird poster.
That was originally your Skankfest picture, but
I would have fucking flipped out.
No, you wouldn't do the shirtless bandit
photo.
No, it's you know what it is. It's like when the fucking hot chick comic is like not funny and everything is like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But I know you guys think I'm funny, right?
We love you.
Thank you,
dude. Your fucking pecs are hilarious.
They're hilarious.
They're so fucking.
Your round shoulders are so fucking funny.
Goddamn, I love your boobs. I love your boobs.
Only one thing on you not funny, buddy. It's that serious cock you're packing.
Sit down, Christine.
Sit down and watch.
She's like, is it out?
Flop.
Christine would jill off to Justin doing a gay scene. for sure.
You dump me, I'm trying to fuck Justin.
I mean, it's the way that she said fuck that you're like, it's got seasoning on it.
She's got,
oh, no, yeah, yeah.
There was spin on the ball on that one.
She means it. She means it. Yeah, for sure.
Well, guess what?
Lou.
Lou had an experience.
Please.
And we are so excited for him to
Jacob
share.
Jacob so patiently waited.
Okay, so I went to my...
Jacob's got dick in hand.
Neighborhood bar. Shout out Whiskey Roads.
Woo! Whiskey Roads!
Little Ferry, New Jersey.
Whiskey Roads?
You go to a place called Whiskey Roads?
Sure do.
Man, that's like step one into being like, maybe I should go to a program.
No. Oh, really? I thought you were going to become an author. Okay. All right, never mind.
I thought it was just being American.
Yeah, Whiskey Roads.
So, it's last call. I think it was like a Thursday night. So these two gay guys I was talking to, they said they live right around the corner. And they're really young. Like, if I could knock both of their heads together, I could kill them. Like,
it's a weird way to disclaimer this story by saying you could have beaten them up.
You're right. Just to let you know, at no time was I in physical danger.
Just, I want to make it clear right now, these two fucking fruits were putty in my hand.
Let me tell you.
I could have clapped on them like two bugs.
I could have taken Tinker and Bell and smushed them together.
What were their names, Lou?
Bruce and
yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on,
the little one was named Bruce, and the big, tall, skinny one was named Chris.
So yeah. You know Bruce is that power bottom.
Was it air supply?
Yes.
You're describing air supply.
Yes, Bruce was definitely
what's
in charge.
What's up? I'm gay. I'm Bruce. What's up?
Bruce was in charge.
Okay.
So yeah. I guess they...
Bruce and what?
Bruce and Chris.
Okay.
Little Bruce, big Chris. So they little invited Bruce. Me for a nightcap to go around. They live like five houses away. So
and
I'm
were,
like,
you, were you going,
you?
What?
Yeah.
What we don't know is that Lou was yelling at the bartender for more booze. He goes, I need just one more. Give me some more of that sweet hooch.
Come on, I'm trying to get brave they enough go, to let these guys go work.
They go, over. honey, you're yelling. Come around the corner. We'll have a nightcap.
Bruce has the best margarita goes, mix.
Maybe you do Bruce. I do you. And then maybe.
You do Bruce.
I'm going to go slice. These limes are bad. I'm going to go slice up a fresh lime. Why don't you guys kiss or whatever?
You guys get comfortable with each other. Bruce, maybe put on that silk Japanese robe I got you.
He goes, you don't mind if I change in front of you, do you, Lou? You're a friend, right? We're all guys here.
We have
oh, God, it's
here.
Just
we...
European cut underwear. Act like you've seen it before.
It's probably weird to see an uncircumcised piece like this in your country.
Is it weird that this banana hammock is just screaming for me to let it out? So they offer you a nightcap. Yeah. And what do you think?
They were like...
Did you say yes immediately?
Yeah, I wanted another drink.
They physically high-fived behind your back.
Or they give this face where they go.
Yeah, yes, exactly. They go. He goes, "Yeah, I'd love another drink." He goes, "We're in, dude."
I didn't think we were going to do group stuff on Thursday.
You're such a catch if they want to like turn a straight guy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I mean,
apparently.
You love booze enough, you're fucking willing to do some gay stuff for it. Usually people graduate to crack cocaine before they get that level.
Dude. You guys usually have to have a class one narcotic to do gay stuff.
Usually like, I went over for an Amstel Light. Next thing I know, I got spit roasted.
He goes, I don't know, I had a flat Bud Light that had been left out.
We have Michelob Ultras, we have party games, there's poppers.
I smoked so many skinny cigarettes, though.
If I had to hear one more show tune, I was going to blow my brains out.
I go, guys, can you put your cocks in my ears? I can't listen to this horseshit anymore.
All of Guys and Dolls?
The whole review?
Oy vey.
With the 2020 cast?
Oh, my God.
So we're walking to the house, and I hear them go, we're going to get him. We're going to get him.
Dude.
Yes. And I turn around and say, no, guys, seriously, you're not going to get me.
Dude, that was almost a spit. I almost just fucking launched. Fucking.
That's crazy.
I'm flattered, but you guys are not going to get him.
Wait. You're flattered? We're going to get him?
Wait, did you really say it like, you guys, you're not going to get me? No. Did you tease it a little?
Did he wiggle and do the tee
hee? No. He goes, you boys wish.
He goes,
I'm not that kind
good
of
luck
girl.
Good luck catching this barracuda.
Come on, I have a girlfriend.
Stop
it.
Oh, God.
He goes, Bruce, I think we're looking at a loose sandwich.
Look, not so that I don't think you guys are both extremely attractive.
Little Bruce.
It's not that.
Little Bruce, Big Chris, you're both classically handsome.
Look, you're just barking up the wrong tree. Although, let's see where a couple of Jamesons take this tree, you know what I mean?
If you got the hard stuff and want to bust open the cabinet, maybe I bust open these Levi's. Yes, what if I told you that we had a signed ball by Noah Schwengard?
All right, listen, I'll take my dungarees off, but I'm leaving the underwear on, okay?
I'm keeping my New Balances on. I need grip.
My dungarees.
Take off my dungarees. Fill up your spank bank. Let's go.
And right. If you judge me by my fucking Joe Boxer underwear, I'm out of here.
You can kiss me once, but don't be fucking weird. No tongue.
Yeah.
You guys can kiss my fucking chest while you jerk off. And that's it. I swear to God, this is the last thing I'm doing.
I swear to God, one of you Tutti Frutti's moans while I'm boning you, I'm fucking gone.
It just ends with me going, all right, don't get your cum on me.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
I'm not putting on lipstick or makeup.
To cut to 2 hours later, is it all right if I sleep over? She doesn't like when I come home late.
Oh my God, you guys got all of Sex and the City on Blu-ray.
Look at the ever elusive season 6.
Oh my God, dude, I don't want to say this, but I'm definitely a Samantha.
Is it all right if I sleep in your room? You know, the Jameson gives me a bad dream.
Hey, these pillows covered in fur. They catch a lot of your jizz.
I don't know how to ask this, boys, but do you have any thicker grade toilet paper? Because I think something's happening back there.
My God, which one of you is related to Liberace? Look at this place. Holy diamonds on the ceiling. Hey, Lou, he calls his brother. He goes, well, get over here with a crowbar. I'm with two juicy fruits, and I think we could take the whole fucking place.
You must have a lot of expendable income as gay guys. Is that kind of like a cool thing?
What are you guys doing?
I just want to learn.
Which one of you is the interior designer? Because this whole place is feng shui'd out.
Where do you guys keep your butt plugs? Like in the floor safe or something?
He goes, show me where you guys keep all your stuff.
Are these dishwashable or what? You gotta go by hand.
So when they say that.
Yo, is your cum already in this?
Hey, there's no cum in this Amstel, right? All right, bottoms up, ching ching. Hey, Solancha, is this drink? What is, when they said we're gonna get you, did they do
you
it
turn
like
around?
Oh, dude, great.
They were, I think they wanted me to hear it. I don't know, but I just made it clear. I made it clear. This is not
also knowing
Will
that it's.
See this?
What?
Did Will witness all this?
Did
no,
your twin brother watch you walk away with two men?
No.
Who
no,
asked you to come back to their place for a drink?
He would never have let me do that. No way. He wasn't
dude,
there.
Also, you got to remember, it's Hammered Lou. Oh. We all know Hammered
yeah.
Lou.
Yeah, dude, my favorite.
So he's just like, all right, I'll go back.
Christine, have you ever gone back to someone's place for a realistic? I'm not talking about a girl, but like a guy where if you're like going back to his place for a drink, you're like, we're going to hook up at least, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the part of the drink.
I guess so.
You said yes to having sex with two gay men, just so you know.
Yeah, you,
I know
you
didn't
signed,
say it,
you verbally
but
signed
you
the dotted line. Yeah, it was a verbal commitment.
I verbally said the opposite.
You bummed them out.
Yeah, just like.
Yes. I wanted to bum them out. I wanted to be the worst version of myself so
yeah,
they wouldn't get cheeky.
Sometimes no,
they like
no
the challenge.
Means yes, and you know that.
Yeah, dude.
They like the challenge, dude.
Yeah,
they
dude.
Want to see if they could turn you.
You know how to turn women off, you don't know how to turn men off.
What are you going to do if they just go, Lou, do me a favor. Will you judge a dance contest between me and Chris?
God, Lou, I hate to tell you this. We're diabetic, and the only way I can take my insulin is triple kiss.
Triple kiss. Spring break kiss.
They had no interest in your brother who looks just like you?
He wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. you talked to him on the phone, you're saying?
By the way, if you have told me you have a twin brother right there, they would have shit. They'd be like, holy shit, no.
They would have shot through the roof like an Acme cartoon.
Get him over
like
here.
A Looney Tune. Ooga. You mean there's two? Obbity, 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 obbity. It's in the back of his ear. Big Chris, calm down.
So many freckly butts, so little time.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted to slam into this ham.
So you tell them, guys, it's just going to be drinks.
Guys, I'm going over there for alcoholic reasons only. Not, I am not homophobic, but I do love to be served, overserved. So when you say you're not going to get me, do they giggle and high five?
Yeah, I'm not sure they believed me, but I made it very clear. I made it very clear. I didn't like, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich like you guys think I am.
You made it very clear by continuing to walk to their apartment with them?
Yes. Guys, don't. I'm telling you, all this right now, still generally speaking, what you've done so far, if it was a girl, saying all those things and everything, generally, even in her mind, she's like, I'm doing something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to kiss.
Were you, like, flirting with them at the bar?
Goddamn right he was.
I guess.
He get.
Like, how did they invite you over? Lou looked over and went,
how about we get out of this cold beer and into a warm martini at your house?
Well, Drunk Lou gets very emotional and, like, you know, he gets like,
man, I want a hot tub with you,
I'm not going to lie. You two look like you'd be fun to soak with.
Sometimes you just need, like, a hug, you know what I'm saying?
I just want someone to, like, you know, look me in the eyes when I make love to them.
I just want a guy to kiss that kisses back. So
I can be that guy for you, Lou. No, guys, come on. We're just going to have a drink.
Guys, you're being silly.
I just want to be seen.
Yeah. I feel like I'm seen.
That's what he keeps doing. He goes, guys, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. He goes, we're going to smoke you. He goes, guys.
You guys said you weren't going to be so horny.
All night. Guys,
God.
Lou, why don't you take over your jacket? Just leave your undershirt on. Guys.
Lou, got a space open on the couch for you.
Guys.
Oh, they're showing the replay of the Mets-Phillies from April on SNY.
Hold on. I remember this.
Doc Gooden was at my house 2 months ago.
I don't know if you noticed.
You like sports? Tell us about that.
You've repeated that story 3 times. Lucky for you. I'm a big Mets fan.
Sorry, I guess I'm just, you know, get a little tipsy and start telling stories.
He goes, meet the Mets, greet the Mets. Can I kiss you? So
can I kiss you?
When you go over there, when you go to their house.
He goes, I don't know.
Is it nice?
To toss up between Doc Gooden and Mike Piazza.
You know, in this light, Big Chris. You kind of look like Keith Hernandez.
Little Bruce. Why did I call you little? Because you don't look so little.
Hey, hey, little Bruce. I got a big feeling about you.
Little Bruce. You're making me not little, Dad.
They call
little Bruce and Big Chris is so funny.
They call you little Bruce because you're small. Do you sometimes feel insecure about that? Because sometimes I have those feelings too.
Listen, my bosses ride me all the time saying I drink and smoke too much. And
I know what it's like to not think anybody hears you, Bruce.
Little Bruce? LB?
Little Chris. Something's happened to me right now.
Hey, BC.
My guts are on fire.
Hey, BC, LB, you guys got any ice cream? You ever had some mint chocolate chip with an Amstel back?
Dude, Little Bruce is the most iconic and on-the-nose name for like a gay character.
Little Bruce? Hell yeah.
So when you go to their house, is it immaculate?
It was pretty nice. Good use of small spaces, I would say.
Yeah,
feel
right?
Safe there?
That's their whole sex life.
Yeah, dude. you're asshole.
Did you feel safe?
Yeah. They made good use of little space. They were able to get both in at once.
Yeah. Oh, man, you did a DP? So
as soon as I get in there, I noticed
you still went in.
The drink isn't coming. And guess what? There's no drink.
There never even was a drink.
Lewis Archibald Whitsky.
They probably don't even drink alcohol.
What were they doing?
Yeah, they
got
to be sober to fucking catch you guys. They're working it.
I was promised a Manhattan, and that never came.
Jesus Christ! You were also offered
that's
the
only thing that didn't come that night. Yeah. Boom!
Balls the butt.
It is weird that they didn't give him alcohol there.
That is weird, Jacob.
So where did it go? So you go there, they don't have booze, and what, you just sat around and talked about Joan Rivers?
As soon as we started to have this discussion that they weren't going to get me, I'm flattered and we're not doing this, but I just would like to have a drink and hang out with my cool new gay friends. So the one guy, Chris, goes in the bedroom, all like sad because he's not going to get his gazelle, and he lays down on the bed with the door open a little bit. And I'm with the little Bruce on the couch. And he's going,
hold on.
Please go back to the gazelle, Dan.
Hold on. Hold the fuck on. Hold on. Number one, did they immediately put on a Kathy Griffin DVD? Or did they wait for you? Number two, what are you doing in their apartment when you know they don't have booze and BC is up in the bedroom?
And
yeah,
one guy's laying down looking at you from the bed. The other one's on the couch. You're like an awkward chick who agreed to come home with two guys.
Dude.
I know. And
you had so many opportunities to not even get to this point.
Here's where I realized. He said, so you never been curious? And he gives me like this look of love.
Who says that, Bruce?
Bruce
LB?
Yes, Bruce in the living room.
A look of love?
Yeah.
Show me.
Can you give it? Can you reenact it?
You never been curious?
Ooh, that's sultry.
I'm not going to lie, you almost got me.
Yeah. I boned up a little. Yeah, there was movement.
I kind of felt like you were into me for the first time in this show.
I'm like, all right, so where's that drink?
Are they good looking guys?
Yeah.
They were. So you were flattered.
Yeah.
1 to 10.
They were in your category, Justin.
Damn.
They had some men.
Oh, Little Bruce?
Little Bruce. Would you like better, Little Bruce or Big Chris? I kind of feel like
That's coming from medium Justin.
I was really turned off. I didn't like it.
But you're too deep.
No, dude.
You're too deep.
You liking it.
Who was better looking?
It wasn't Little Bruce. Sexy.
But I know, but who was better looking?
They could have made it sexy for you though.
No, they cannot.
Dude, what if they were? What if they were also just super in the Pearl Jam? Let's say they were in the Pearl Jam and they had booze at their house.
Wow.
I'd still say at 80% shot, you would have done something gay that night.
Kegerator, signed poster by Eddie Vedder, a kegerator of Amstel Light, and then they have a secret recorded show from 1994.
And he puts his hand in and he goes, this song's called Release. It's about his difficult relationship with his father. I felt that way.
Yeah, you would have gay sex if Bruce and Chris knew better.
He goes,
if they were with Conduit.
Lou, you've never heard Pearl Jam at the Gorge in 1995?
No. Did they record that?
Oh, my God. They almost did like half Vitology live. I'm just going to put it on real quick. Man. I think I'm going to start with the live version of Daughter.
Yeah, put that on. He goes, oh, listen, I'm going to warn you guys right now.
I don't
shave the base of my shaft, so.
Breakfast table and in an otherwise empty room.
My dick's
long rails, violin.
Oh, you're nailing it,
my
dude.
Dick's
got it over on attention.
My dick's got a bit of a neck beard, if you don't mind, Bruce and Big Chris.
Hey, I didn't get to whack the weeds before I came over here.
I didn't know this was going to happen. I wore my period pants.
The grass grows a little high by the telephone pole, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was saying. He goes, you get me going, you'll see my trunk.
Yeah. Sorry, that bass has the real rough stuff, too, you know, the wiry stuff.
It's coarse, but you offer this elephant a peanut, he'll stick his trunk out.
Wait, warm my nuts up. It looks bigger. It looks bigger when you warm up my nuts.
Hey, LB, slap around my barbell. So, when he says...
tell me again about it when you met Eddie Vedder.
Okay, was he, like, approachable?
Oh, shut up. No way. No way. I'm going to trip out.
All right. Backup question. You like eye contact? Okay.
Now tell me, is McCready badass?
Which drummer did you see him with? He goes, you know, Eddie Vedder wrote this song before he had a daughter.
He knew. It's like he knew. Ooh, he knew. Almost in there.
Hey guys, I don't want to be a rude guest. You got something to bite on?
Yo, no, you're dragging. Hey, yeah, it is.
He goes, you can really hear how crisp they were live.
Do me a favor, Bruce, just leave it in for a second. Don't move it. Let me get used to it. And then baby pumps. Okay.
Yeah, baby out, baby
alone.
In.
Liz.
Breakfast
table.
Don't call me Lou, because everyone will know I'm gay.
You should have told him you should have fucked him and said you were Will.
Oh, my God. That's genius.
That'll show him.
That was genius.
You should have went full-blown, just get gay, tossed that night,
and then
guys, please come to my bar and then have him bitching him the whole time. He goes, why are you acting this way? Oh. It's me, Big Chris and Little Bruce.
It's us, the Three Musketeers.
Big Chris, Little Bruce, Medium Lou.
Pearl Jam Lou.
Pearl Jam Lou.
So when he's in the bedroom, and he goes, Bruce, I'm bored. But when you and Bruce, when Bruce gives you that, did he really?
Would you mind watching TV in the bedroom with us a little bit? He goes, yeah, you can watch the baby
bedroom.
Screen's bigger, it's more comfortable.
Lou, do you mind if I ask you a question? Would you mind building a fort with us?
Yeah, I have a little fort building experience. Yeah, you know,
I worked on a couple construction sites.
I got siblings. You know what I mean?
You guys want to play 10? I'll play a little 10.
Who's the foreman? Big Chris and Little Bruce.
You want to take one of these little green pills? What are they? What do I care?
Hey, give me one of them green hornets.
What is this? Are these Quaaludes? Where you guys get these?
What are you? Hey, come over here, Jolly Green Giant. I'll eat anything.
Is this what Dark Web is?
So Little Bruce goes to Big Chris, what are you doing in there, jerking off? And he goes, that's a good idea. Pulls out, Jacob, a whopper of a fucking penis.
Wow.
And starts to jerk off. And I run out the place And that's the end of
you
the story.
You ran out?
Yes.
Ran out.
Did you run out like covering yourself?
No, let me dominate this for one second. Also, I apologize.
I have a lot of questions. Jay,
I got a lot of questions.
Please take lead investigator.
I'm just a storyteller, Lou. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've got a big old how dare you, because I said you ran out, and you said yes with a tone of like, yes, of course I ran out. Nobody listening or in this room that's not gay is in the position you're in. You are 4 steps beyond a gay evening that I would be.
I don't want to victim shame you, but you were asking for this.
You were asking for this.
I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, poor Big Chris. was well, pretty sure.
Know,
he goes,
now
he
I know how he got the name.
Yeah, he goes, here we go. He goes, this is what I got to do. I th- even said, he goes, dude, go in the bedroom and then I'll do the jerking off thing. And then when he sees your dick, he's going to want it.
He goes, BC, here's the deal. We're going to play, we're going to lay a trap. I'll talk to our bald, beautiful new friend. You go in the room. Rev up the engine.
And fucking Lou skedaddled out with his hand over his ass, so like, my butthole's too small.
No. He goes, hey, BC, time to Stockton and Malone there. I'll hit you under the boards.
What are you doing, jerking off in there? Yeah, good idea. Pop.
That's exactly it.
Lou was going to go, it looks so savory.
He
Lou.
Was already super hard, and I've never seen I've never seen a man's erect penis besides my own in my whole life.
You're lying.
I swear.
Lying.
Well,
what?
I've never seen, Jacob, have you seen an erect man's penis in your life besides your own?
I've seen three on the way over here.
No.
You never ridden the real... D train?
See? I wasn't in
the... Oh, you mean like not, you're talking about not porn, you're talking about in real life.
In real life.
Oh.
In the wild.
I've seen friends.
That's what I was talking
about. I've seen
two or three friends.
You never had like a threesome with like a you and your boys or anything like that?
I told Josh Adam Myers
this. You a boy and another boy?
I told Josh this yesterday. He goes, man, you haven't lived.
Yeah. That's a funny Josh line.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's scale number one in being a Zoop Zat Daddy. You want an album deal? That's the kind of games you're going to have to play? Oh, Lou, move to L.A. for 7 months. You'll see a dick.
Lou, why did... How bad did you want to, like, clearly the entire focus was drawn to sex by the time that you guys were walking.
I figured this out pretty quickly.
But why did you hang in so long? What did you not have at your house?
A drink.
Would you?
You had no booze at your house?
No.
Where were you, by the way? Can I just ask?
Jersey.
Little Ferry, New Jersey.
You couldn't just go to a deli?
Yeah.
It's like 3 a.m. We don't have bodegas.
Oh, really? And like CVS is closed and shit.
Yeah.
There's no like 7-Eleven that would have booze?
They did.
No, they don't have booze, though.
That's beer? No beer?
No.
Yeah, I think you're
surprised
right.
They didn't offer you a drink the second you got in the house.
Yeah, they want to make you comfortable.
Man, that, I'll tell you what. Chris knew how big of a dick he has.
No, it's not just that. Lou, you're giving all the signals that it's all working so far. So they're like, they think you're also making an excuse of wanting a drink because you need their cocks.
Oh, I need a drink. Sure. Guys, we need to go home immediately.
He goes, yeah, you want to drink it right from the tap, daddy?
Yeah.
Goes, yeah, I'll try it right from the tap. What is it, a kickstand, you mean? He goes, sort of.
I guess we can call it that.
When he said that, you were in the bedroom, right?
No, but the door was open so you could see his massive wang.
Oh, I'm bored.
I still don't quite understand how it happened in the first place.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I'm like, what was the conversation at the bar?
Right, somebody did the bar, made them think they could fuck you.
I was just nice to them.
He goes, honestly, I'm a silly Billy looking for whatever.
You're such a hot chick right now. It's like, I don't understand why they feel. I'm just being nice.
I thought we were
friends. You're a fucking cock tease, you fucking scandalous. I
Justin's
love it.
Right.
You're a fucking cock tease. You don't think I do this shit too?
Hey, guys. I might have mentioned that I'm a verse bi. Yeah. Fucking on a different sex term.
He goes, I'm pansexual.
Power bottom, verse bi.
I'm pansexual, open for anything. You guys got any booze?
It's preposterous.
Do you know how annoying that that fucking, like, those terms when people like want to call themselves the sexual things, when someone identifies as one of those things, it's always an annoying person because they can't wait to tell you
what their thing is.
No, just enough of what that is. What was the show?
It's like when someone left
their lockup or something. Something at a show where there was a bunch of
an HBO show. HBO documentary.
No, it wasn't that. I watched a show the other day where there was like a bunch of girls hanging out and like, why aren't the guys? It was Florida Bama Shore. They're like, why aren't the guys paying attention to us? And this like shaved head, beautiful black chick just kept going like, she goes, I'm pansexual. It doesn't matter to me who we hang out with. And like she said that like 7 more times in the total 5 minutes she was on the show. She said, well, I'm pansexual, so it's fine. Well, being pansexual, it's really like, oh my, it's like, lady.
It's like when someone—
Are you anything else? Like I don't even know her name.
Part Native American, they can't wait to tell you that.
Yeah. You know what's funny? An old Cherokee lesson. Was that?
Well, that's the guy on Love After Lockup also. He's the best.
The white guy.
He lives by native law, but he's just a white guy.
He is the white nerdiest dude on Love After Lockup.
You know my thing with that. With the fucking Jews who do that shit where they wear the fucking topaz jewelry.
Oh my God.
We talk about, oh my God.
I love that.
So,
we got to get into this.
Lou, I'm trying to understand, in the apartment, Big Chris is in the bedroom with the door open, jerking off.
Laying on the bed?
Yes.
He's like, ah, oh, I feel like Carrie in season 3.
How much did you watch before you split? Be honest.
Immediately. Because then it got real. Like, they crossed the line. I had to go.
That's where it got real.
Yeah.
Not them luring you to their house and telling you they were going to have sex with you and then trying aggressively to have sex with
Can
you.
Can I ask you a question, Lou? Was it an apartment or a house?
We went up. It's a two-family, definitely, but I think we might have even been in the fucking attic.
Yeah, you were in the basement.
I feel like they should have just started blowing each other, and then Lou just would have been sitting there, like, looking away, going, like, any timeline on that drinker? I was promised a Manhattan.
Last time I checked, he does not have a liquor cabinet in his balls.
I actually said that. I'm like, why don't you guys go fuck just fuck each other? And then I left. You know, like, on my way out, I'm like, you guys fuck each other.
Did you say it like kind of sassy like that?
No, I'm just like,
go fuck each other.
I can see.
Both, like, we're going to.
You're both in heat, so fuck each other. Bye.
Can I tell you something? If you loved this show, you would have at least stayed and watched them fuck.
If there was a woman anywhere within a block, if maybe I was that, we could have worked something out here.
On my life, I swear to all you guys, if I'm that nuts deep in the situation where it's like already gotten so ridiculous, where I'm like, how am I here? I'm not going to fuck these guys. Them pulling their dicks out isn't going to make me, the thing makes me run. I'm like, nah, guys, do something weird now. Yeah. I'm just going to have to tell somebody this story. Yeah, not to me.
I'm calling your bluff.
Because, Lou, you could have just hung out. They would have been happy to let you just watch them fuck.
Yeah.
For sure.
I wouldn't have been happy.
Yeah, instead of...
You were one Manhattan away from walking, at least.
He was one Manhattan away. You're right, Jacob.
They were such harmless, stupid little kids. Like, he goes, 23 years old.
He goes, I'll sit through this Manhattan, finish before I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Chris, go easy on him. It looks like that hurts, huh?
Here's what you do. You know, a guy will never walk away from a drink. You give him a 64-ounce, like, big gulp of booze.
Dude, just one of those giant mugs.
And then just start fucking in front of him. He goes, like, I don't want to be him. I can't drink this so much booze. I can't do it all at once.
This is absolute citron.
Stop pounding it, Lou. You're going to get sick.
You're going to throw up all over our shag carpet.
If they gave you a drink and they started, like, if they gave you a drink and they were sitting there and they just started, like, making out a little bit, would you have stayed through the drink?
Yes.
Yeah, you would have.
If they started making out and weren't looking at me like, hey, you like this?
I didn't even add that part, but, you know, go ahead.
Hey, Lou.
Instead,
saying it without saying it.
No booze. Big dick pulled out. Lou runs like it's a horror movie. Yeah. He's like falling over his legs.
Sorry. Sorry. Oh, fuck. I'll fix that. Oh. I'll pay for that. They live 5 houses away from you?
From the bar that I go to, that my friends own.
Buddy, we got to go back there. I'll go with you.
Whiskey Road, shout out.
Whiskey Road, shout out.
What's up?
If you want to go get gay raped.
Dude, damn. So when you were walking.
By the way, you made the joke about being gay raped, and I got to tell you, what you were is a gay cock tease, Lou, is actually what happened. You were cock tease these guys all night.
By the way,
I would have killed to have heard Lou's monologue leaving there. He goes, well, you did it again, Whiskey.
Well, you almost got yourself gay raped for the 13th time this month.
What is it about post-COVID almost getting gay raped?
God damn it. Lou, every time I'm at the store, I say, buy a little extra booze so you have some in the house. And then 2 days later, I end up just another situation of a man masturbating in front of me against my will.
What is it about 2021 that I'm just falling into gay ass?
You just imagine when he gets home, he just hangs his coat up. He's like...
Yeah. Will goes,
he's like, I gotta stop this.
I can't trip over my own shoes without two gay guys trying to fuck me.
Meanwhile, Will's watching a history documentary, smoking a cigarette. He goes, how's your night, bro? And he goes, don't even ask.
Yeah. Don't even get me started.
He goes, I picked up some tall boys. He goes, wish I would have known that an hour ago. It's Lou and Will.
Yeah,
it's the Whiskeys.
Lou, they're coming back for you because they didn't get what they
wanted.
They're
hunting, dude. They're on the hunt.
You're going to see them again.
I'm not going to be so easily fooled this time.
You have such a problem that you're going to go back to that bar. You'll stare them right there. See, I would just stay away forever.
Me
now.
Too. I would never go to Whiskey Roads again.
I've been there twice since.
Have you seen them?
No.
Tell me, have you seen them?
Tell me, have you seen them? There's Whiskey Roads. What a lovely awning.
They guaranteed they had whiskey there the next time.
No.
They actually had booze.
You'd go back.
And they swore they did.
You would absolutely.
Fool me once, Jacob.
No, Lou, you're lying. If they said, we won't do that again, sorry, we felt bad, we made you uncomfortable, will you come over for an actual drink? They still mean they think that you're going to turn still, and they're going to try to get you, and you will sit there again and look at another man's dick again.
I would go as far as to say they have raging confidence that they could turn him.
Uh-huh. They think you're in. Yeah. They think you're 70% in already.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm not going to give them anything to...
Why?
Misconstrue.
I'll go. Listen, I love this show so much. I'll go through this whole thing with you. Up until
that's why,
because
he loves the show.
Just
because he loves the show.
He loves the show so much, he's going to have sex with two men.
I'm secure in my sexuality, but Lou, come on.
But what if you see that?
They'll outsmart you.
Dude, I love that Lou.
I'm not Black Alex.
I don't know. I'm dating little.
Guys, do you know my friend Little Bruce? I know that name.
Dude, you can just see me on the road. I'm like, Dan, sometimes you just have these feelings. I don't even
know what it is. Big Chris gets a fire bubbling in me.
You see this? He starts laughing. He goes, you go, what? Yeah, it's Lil Bruce. Really,
we got an inside joke
just
about Lil.
Just text me something funny.
Dude, Witzke lighting a cigarette out of the corner of his mouth after he ran and going, those fucking tricksters.
I'll tell you what, could you smoke in their house? No way.
No.
So I'll tell you what, if he could have smoked inside, he'd have watched those guys fuck.
Yeah, they go, you can, if you want, here's an ashtray.
It's cold outside, he'd be like, yeah,
you know, I'll hang for one more.
You guys, what do you guys got? You guys got the 2015 NLCS on DVR?
He just said this, he goes, woof. Looks like it hurts, boys.
Honestly.
Third-person perspective? Ouch.
It's like being on the sideline of an NFL game. You don't realize those hits really hurt.
Oh, you guys don't, like, take turns in the same sesh?
Ah, that's
okay.
Weird.
All right.
I kind of want to know. You don't flip a quarter? Nothing?
I'm not going to suck Dookie off Big Chris's dick. It makes sense when you put it like that. You guys mind ripping on the butt?
Yeah. Listen, you guys mind if I fucking...
So he sucks her out of the pack?
Yeah. It is the flick on a soft pack?
Yeah. Let me ask you guys something.
I got a question. When you're fucking...
Do you pee immediately to make sure there's no turd in your dick hole?
What's the UTI, sitch? Damn, Lou. I can't believe
you guys, like, always have cranberry juice or just for the mixers, eh?
Hey, mixers, you got any vodka? Mm.
Does a therapist's head just explode when you tell him this story?
Oh, my brother said not to repeat the story ever again.
Really?
Yeah. Really, because he's humiliated that you were in that deep.
Yeah. He's like, this is why you get fooled by cam girls. You know, he's like, you're gullible. You're a retard.
This is why you get fooled by
I love that these two gay guys are like,
oh. Mark.
He goes, they're going to the bathroom. He goes, hey, Brucey, I got a real fish on the line.
Dude, you're a Mark.
Remember that time I almost bought a car with gift cards?
Yes, I do. I
tried to buy an automobile with
Bed Bath Beyond coupons?
Yeah.
Like, wait, I don't get 20 off?
It was for a girl. Then you tried to pay. You paid someone's rent for them.
Did I?
You just paid.
No, I gave her $60 to the bunny.
100%, he helped someone pay their rent 1 month. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yes. You can go back to the archives of this show. There's an episode where he paid someone's rent.
Damn. You're an enabling, codependent.
By the way, I know what it was. It was a first fucking date. She got the extra food she asked for to take home, and then told you she needed money for rent, help with her rent. You gave it to her.
Oh, I forgot that part. She ordered two lobsters, ate them there, and then took two lobsters to
home.
Go.
Yeah.
On a first date, you took a chick out for
lobster.
By
the way, what kind of girl crush?
Well, he took her to a place that had lobster. He didn't just order four of them.
What kind of girl crushes two lobsters at dinner, just cracking them open with her own hand? She goes, also. She goes, as she's sucking her claw out, she goes, also, landlord's being a real stingy
cunt. She goes, I wish I could pay my bills in lobster, but it doesn't work like that.
Dating Large Marge?
She goes, also, hey, garçon, a little extra warm butter.
Wow.
Is this butter drawn, or is it?
Damn, Lou, I can't believe you almost walked into that.
So you're so gullible, you almost got fucked by two guys. I would say you were 70% of the way there. When you walked out,
they were blown away.
They were still over the edge of thinking, like, this is happening. We're just like, we have to move on to our stronger tactics of now. Like, Big Chris, you're the shower. Pull out that fucking monster pole and keep him here.
By the way, the first question that Chris said to Bruce when he ran out, he went, what happened? We had him.
With his fucking raging dick. He goes, aw.
He's still stroking it. He goes, what happened?
I wonder, rabbit, run, right? I wonder the argument they had after he left, like just who fucked up.
He goes, what happened, Bruce? You're on the couch. You're on alcohol duty.
Yeah, you had to have something for him. He needed to feel comfortable.
Come on, you know how we land these eagles.
I know this is a terrible thing to say to my dear friend, but I wish they took you.
I wish they would have shut the door and
took you and
shut the door.
Did what they wanted.
Now you can't leave.
Yeah, you should, because you were dumb to get that deep into it if you had no interest. By the way, if I was as deep as you, I don't know if I would ever be in that position. But if I was as deep as you, I had assumed that in my head I'd be going like, I'm gonna try some gay shit tonight, dude. I'm gonna try fucking some dudes tonight.
I would give up all the money I'm gonna make in the next year to have a documentary of that, have that on film with David Attenborough calling it, where he goes, Lou thinks he's getting a drink, but what he's actually getting is a bird's eye view of Chris's massive hawk.
Lou, he strokes it in seduction. Yeah. As in the wild, seduction is also important.
The dance of the gay man has begun.
Yeah, dude, I can't believe. In fact, I think you're shitty. The only reason
you gave
I think
blue
you're,
balls.
The only reason I think you're not shitty is because they didn't offer you the, they didn't get you the drink that they did promise you.
Yeah, if they would have
got
through,
you a drink and you didn't fuck them after he presented cock to you, they talked to you, they warned you outside. Dude, I'm telling you.
You don't feel shame.
You owed
dude.
Them something.
The funniest thing was
him. You
just,
owed them something.
The funniest thing was him just going, why don't you jerk off? He goes, that's a good idea.
That's really, he goes, why don't you jerk off? I thought he was going to be like, 10 seconds ahead of ya.
Oh, God, we are such frickin' frack. I knew exactly
where to
go.
Why don't you do it out there?
Does anybody in there want to watch me jerk off?
Lou, you have offended me in this sort of situation. You don't think I've let a guy rub my shoulders for, like, drugs?
You don't
times?
Think? You don't think?
In his apartment? Of course I have.
That's your choice.
It makes sense. I don't even know that information about Justin, but I already knew it.
Yeah. I knew it. I knew it without knowing it.
Come on, I knew it without knowing it.
Can I tell you what? Sometimes 100%. Sometimes your friendships are so good, you can feel stuff.
If someone's came to me and goes, you think Justin's ever rubbed a guy's shoulder for drugs? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I'll tell you right now, he's probably peeled off a tank top and done the drugs in front of the guy.
Yeah. Do sit up. I bet you let a guy do fucking coke off your belly.
Would I? Yeah, who gives a, but I didn't.
But
yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Yeah. It's not you haven't done it, but like you're open to it.
Yeah.
Little Bruce, if you're out there listening.
Little Brucey.
Does he know who you are, these guys?
No.
How do they get him to find out?
We're talking about on a national radio show.
Yeah, well, they probably think they think Lou's an iron worker.
We could easily call this place and tell them that DJ Lou comes there for the show, and two gay men tried to rape him.
I would almost call Whiskey Rhodes and go, hey, next time Bruce or Chris are in, can you have them call my number?
Listeners, don't call.
Don't call.
Don't call.
Don't do that.
Don't call Whiskey.
What, we're joking. Whatever.
Don't call Whiskey
we're
Rhodes.
We're joking. We don't want to harass a business.
I'm saying we should call and tell them to tell Bruce and Chris.
To call
us. And he goes, Bruce and Chris what? He goes, you'll know.
You'll know, Bruce. Little Bruce, Big
Little
Chris.
Little Bruce, Big Chris. You'll know.
Were they calling themselves that, or did you call them that?
I just called them that, just to remember.
Little Bruce, Big Chris.
Did you start giving him the nickname Little Bruce like halfway through, so it became like his little pet name? Come on, Little Bruce, you know.
You led them on.
That's what it was, dude. You fucking, you made it look, you used the two form, not the voo form.
You should have done something gay with them. Where you got to on your own accord? You should have touched their dicks or something.
It doesn't make you gay. It's like, you know.
Yeah, no, Justin's wrong about that.
No.
It would, in fact, make you 100% a homosexual man.
I believe
it.
Maybe, but so what?
This is situational gay.
This is situational, though. Yeah, you were there, and you wanted that drink.
Let me leave. You're kidnapping me.
I wish I would have known. Like, you know the what if? Well, I'd like to speak to them, because I would say, I want to tell them where they fucked up, guys. You should have gotten Lou a little more loaded.
I could give you a Lou gay sex starter pack and send it to your house. Pack of lights, pack of Marlboro lights.
Let Pearl smoke inside.
Pearl Jam discography.
For sure.
Bottle of Jameson and Amstel.
Or maybe Vitology on vinyl.
Oh, my God.
So you hear that crackle? Oh, I like that crackle.
Man, the sound is so rich.
Really fills the room. Where'd you boys find a phonograph? Wow.
Crazy.
Look at the horn on that thing.
Man, you know, Eddie Vedder's real father lived in San Diego. A lot of people go, all right. You know, he's a Cubs fan.
They had a super gay apartment, right? You said it was...
It was nice. It wasn't super gay. You couldn't tell a lot about them. I think this maybe was just their fuck room or whatever.
Oh, they brought you back to the fuck dungeon?
Damn, dude. Yeah. The Slam Palace?
That is so great.
Dude, Malice at the Palace.
You were going to wake up the next day in a well.
Yeah.
Word's going to spread, Lou. You're out there now.
You're out. The big fish is in the sea.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th.
Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.